What is the impact of social media on public relations? If you want to know more, listen to this podcast. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the 151st episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Incredible, I know, 151. So we talk about the impact of social media on public relations. Well, of course, public relation, social media had an impact on everything in the world, probably. And the world of public relations has since then undergone significant changes since, you know, the event of social media, of course. But there is so many things we can say about it, so much material. I could probably record a few podcasts. And for those who are interested by this topic, I did an episode 149 on the subject, and it was more about, has social media replaced public relations? So of course not. But if you want to listen to what I'm saying about that, it's episode 149. So here I am. I continue my reflection with you on the impact of social media on public relations. And I remember a few years back when, you know, the Instagram was really becoming super popular and businesses were turning more and more to Instagrammers, those influencers. It's funny now, if you think about those who write blogs, bloggers, we don't even use the term blogger as much as we used to. Sometimes we do, but we talk about Instagrammers. So remember those days when Instagram became more popular, and maybe this is what you did. You decided to invest more and be more present, work with Instagrammers to promote your products and your company maybe. And I remember in those days, many agencies, public relations and agencies, decided to remove the term public relations from their company name and description. And so they became YZ Public Relations Agency, became YZ Communication or YZ Marketing Agency. Oh, and so they really took away public relations everywhere. And it was like this service became like very secondary in their list of services. And I remember my partner and I, we really discussed many times extensively this, like, should we change our name? That was a big question. But something told me that public relations, you know, the term public relations is something well known. Even if people don't understand what we do on a daily basis, it's a profession that they know, that they've heard of, just like, you know, lawyers, notaries, or advertising agencies. So people know what it is. They have an idea of what it is. So there's kind of this permanence in some disciplines or categories of products or term that are, I find, deeply ingrained in our collective subconscious. And interestingly enough, so when you look and you do some researches on Google and you type public relations or public relations agencies, there's over 2 trillion entries. Yes, trillion, not billions, trillions entries for public relations. So as you can imagine, people are still looking for public relations agencies. So the future has proven us right in retaining the PR term associated with Nata, Nata PR, a public relations firm, public relations agency. So we use all those words everywhere we can so people can find us. So is what we still are, right? While evolving, of course, and what we did, we, like everybody, we did integrate social media and influencer work into our services, and we are extremely good at that because we did from the start. And I'd love to say that we specialize in what is called organic visibility. So for those who are not familiar with the term organic, simply means not paid. Like you didn't give money for someone to write about you somewhere. It's not an ad. It's not a paid visibility. So this is exactly what we do. So we are pros in organic visibility because we don't pay journalists to talk about our clients or a new product that we are sending them. So we are proposing, we are in a way, I used to call ourselves influencers, but now it became a profession. So I don't use that term anymore. But this is kind of what we are doing. We're proposing and influencing sometimes journalists to talk about something, right? But at the end of the day, they're the one who decide to talk about something or not, or to do an interview with you or not. So for me, of course, social media is still a great, it represents so many opportunities. But just to go back to organic one second. So just think about also articles published online without exchange of money. And as you can imagine, Google and all the algorithm just love those mention of you guys. And the big ones know that. And they still look for public relations agency. When they enter new markets, they look for a public relations agency, which is very interesting, isn't it? So public relations, the industry has been through some significant changes, like probably any industries. Like I remember, maybe you're like me, my friends, you remember when internet didn't exist and we had more time to let our brain cool down. Now we cool down our brain by looking at our phone and scrolling through TikTok, Instagram, and you know, some other platforms. And I find like social media fascinating for that. It gives you more occasion to reach out to a larger public, potential clients. And I can understand it's amazing for our client. So to me, it's more like more channel, more opportunities to communicate and help our clients increase their visibility and get known. But it, at the same time, represents a major challenge for our clients because it's so much to manage. It's the fragmentation it's just growing and growing, more platforms, more possibilities. Where should you be? Where should you spend your time and your money? And of course, you need to know exactly who's your client to help you decide on where you are going to spend your time and money. But, you know, since I've been around for a while, I've realized a few things and I wanted to share four different thoughts about social media and what I think about it. Even myself, I love it. I love to scroll and discover new things so I can spend a lot of time on my phone, as you can imagine. But the first thing is that nothing replaces face-to-face interactions with humans. Nothing replaces meetings face-to-face with another human, meetings with journalists and influencers. And I tell my staff that, like, you just need to have a coffee once with someone and you know them. Like, you don't need to spend crazy times meeting people. But even if you take the time to do that, meeting face-to-face changes many things. And we're humans at the end of the day, so we live on those contact and it's still crazy efficient. So voilà, that's number one. Number two, even if you are highly active on social media, keep in mind that it only represents a very small portion of your target audience. Your clients might be watching other things. They might be reading some other things. They might be elsewhere, not always on social media. Number three, this is something also we all realized during the pandemic, of course, online sales exploded. And if you recall, like the Google, Facebook of this world, like were hiring like crazy. But after the pandemic, like they went through major laid off. So they let go of many, many people. Why? They were thinking that this growth would keep going, like people would keep buying like crazy online. This is not what happened. What happened is people wanted to see, touch, and feel. So they went back in stores, right? And they started traveling again, as if you remember. Number four, social media is like fashion, I find. Each new generation gives rise to its own platform. If you remember, the millennials was all about Instagram. Now with Gen Z, it's all about TikTok. So I'm sure that in a few years, there will be a new social media platform that will arise and appear. So I find it very fascinating, and this is why I'm so passionate about my profession, public relations, because then we are really front row in all of these and how it impacts our clients, their visibility, how they get known. It's really, at the end of the day, social media is just more occasions, more ways to get your message across and reach out to your potential clients. And what about you? So what is your current favorite social media platform? Where do you spend your time? So I hope you've enjoyed this little PR break, as I say all the time. And if you want to reach out, please contact me, nara@narapr.com. If you want to continue the discussion, get on our list too. And we send a newsletter every week. We have a podcast now. You know you've discovered us. And please, 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 please leave us a comment at the end. You know how important it is. I want to make sure that this is useful for you guys and it helps you think. Take a little break in your crazy work and understand a little bit more how public relations can help you and how to integrate it in your marketing plan. So that's it for today. And hopefully you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to narapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nara PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nara@narapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!